June 20, Glorious Heritage. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Isaiah, Psalm 150, 1-6. Yesterday at 10 o'clock, we reached this place, East Portland, Oregon. On our way from Walla Walla Tuesday morning, the car stopped, as they generally do, 20 minutes at Multnomah Falls. Nearly all left the cars to climb the high ascent to obtain a clear view of this wondrously beautiful grand sight. There were steps built in the embankment, then a narrow zigzag path, then more wooden steps. This was repeated many times until we reached and passed onto a rustic bridge which spanned a chasm above the first fall. The grand fall is above this and called the Bridal Veil. The point from which the water flows is about 900 feet high. As the water descends, it breaks upon the jutting rocks, scattering off in widespread beautiful sprays. It is a lovely sight. I would have been pleased could I have spent an entire day in this place surrounded with lovely scenery, but we were grateful for these few moments to gaze upon nature's lovely grand scenery, even if we had to do severe climbing to view it, standing on the bridge made for this purpose. I call to mind the words of the psalmist when he calls upon everything that hath breath to praise the Lord, upon animate and inanimate creation to join in one chorus of praise and thanksgiving to God. His thus calling upon senseless, unreasoning things is the most powerful rebuke to those blessed with intelligence. If their souls do not glow and their lips do not proclaim the majesty and glory of God, praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Psalm 148, 3-8. All these agencies of God in nature are summoned to bring their tribute of praise to the Most High. And who among God's creatures will be silent when every star as it traverses its course, every breeze as it sweeps the earth, and every cloud that darkens the firmament, every shower of rain, and every ray of sunshine, all are showing forth the praise of God who reigneth in the heavens. Manuscript 9, June 20, 1884, visit to Multnomah Falls.